Perhaps you remember in 1984 when Space Shuttle Discovery made its maiden voyage.
3, 2, 1. We have SRB ignition and we have liftoff. Liftoff of mission 41D, the first flight of the orbiter Discovery, and the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Well, today is the last time that orbiter will launch. It's the beginning of the end of NASA's shuttle launch program, and it'll be followed in the next few weeks by the last flights of Endeavour and then Atlantis as well. And this is perhaps a moment to ask ourselves if the shuttle program was worth the investment. Peter Spotz joins us, science reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. Let me ask you that first, Peter. What has come away, what come out of the shuttle program that justifies the enormous expense, the enormous investment?
Well, if you look at human spaceflight as an investment in our future, I think we have gotten quite a bit out of it. First of all, we have developed a very remarkable machine, so remarkable I'm not sure we'll see the likes of it again. But that machine has enabled us to do a wide range of very exciting things, from science, to things like the Hubble Space Telescope, which Discovery took up into space and then visited twice on subsequent repair missions, to helping to build the International Space Station. So in a broad sense, I think this really has been a remarkable technological investment. It's a little bit hard to sort of see that return in dollars and cents terms immediately, but as we reach beyond low Earth orbit, I think we're going to look back on this and say, yeah, somebody else might have done something differently, but this was not too bad.
Well, dollars and cents is exactly what's driving the end of the shuttle program. The Obama administration simply said we can't really afford it anymore, and wondered if it was the best way to spend dollars right now, if there's something better. And that's what I have to ask for you, is there something better, possibly more cost-effective, to replace the shuttle program?
Well, that's certainly what NASA is looking for in the Obama administration right now for traveling into low Earth orbit, which is essentially where the space station is orbits. They're looking to the private sector to develop a commercial launch capability for humans traveling to and from the space station. The idea is that you then free up the money that NASA gets from Congress to really focus on the very hard task of moving human explorers beyond low Earth orbit to destinations such as an asteroid, to Mars, return to the moon at some point. So at this stage, the idea is to shift that off and let NASA invest in what would be true exploration of other destinations in the solar system.
Yeah, Peter Spotz, I'm not even a space junkie, and I get kind of verklempt when I think about the last launch of Discovery. What is this day like for you?
Oh, it's a clincher for me as well. I grew up in the Apollo days, so to have spent 30 years with this as our main human spaceflight program, it's a bittersweet moment.
Peter Spotz is a science reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He is talking about the farewell voyage of a space shuttle Discovery. It launched first in 1984. Today will be the last time that the space shuttle Discovery will voyage into space. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.